U.S. President Joe Biden is preparing to speak to Irish Parliament at this hour. Actually, he just stepped up to the microphone. He's already met with the Prime Minister and President of Ireland during a two-day visit of his ancestral home Wednesday across the border in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Mr. Biden hailed 25 years of peace under the Good Friday Agreement that ended the conflict over whether the region should unify with Ireland or remain part of the United Kingdom. He urged the power-sharing government that has collapsed under boycott and political infighting to be restored. During his visit, Mr. Biden was asked about the leak of highly classified U.S. intelligence documents. He said that investigators were closing in on the source of the leaks in what is believed to be the most serious security breach in a decade. The Department of Justice opened a formal criminal probe last week after the matter was referred by the Pentagon, which is assessing the damage done by the release. Ukrainian authorities have launched an investigation into a video purportedly showing the beheading of a Ukrainian soldier by Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The video is the latest in a list of accusations of atrocities said to have been committed by Russia since it invaded in February 2022. The video circulating online appears to show a man in green fatigues wearing a yellow armband, typically donned by Ukrainian fighters. His screams are heard before another man in camouflage uses a knife to decapitate him. A third man holds up a flak jacket, apparently belonging to the man being beheaded. All three men speak in Russian. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the violence in the latest video would not be forgotten and that Russian forces would be held responsible. I'm Karen Chamas.
For the latest on all the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. The Sudanese military is warning of potential clashes with Sudan's powerful Rapid Support Forces, or the RSF paramilitary force. The army says the RFS has deployed troops in the capital and elsewhere across the country. Tensions between the military and RSF have been on the rise in recent months, causing a UN-backed agreement between political parties to set the country back on a path toward democracy to be delayed. Nasreen El-Sayem, a young pro-democracy activist in the capital, Khartoum, tells VOA's Carol Van Dam that the latest military tensions are coming from Omar al-Bashir loyalists who do not support the Sudan Framework Agreement.
Any agreement that doesn't guarantee the coming back of the previous regime, they are against because they are the previous regime.
Protesters opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform marched Thursday in cities and towns across France. These are demonstrators in Paris on the metro before gathering outside Fashion House LVMH headquarters. French unions were set to stage new nationwide protests Thursday on the eve of an expected ruling by a top constitutional body that they hope will derail President Macron's proposal to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of the Western State of California is asking to be replaced on a key committee amid growing calls for her to resign. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is asking to be temporarily replaced on the Judiciary Committee while she recovers from a case of shingles. Her announcement came shortly after two House Democrats called on her to resign because of her extended absence from Washington. The long-serving California Democrat says complications have delayed her recovery and she has provided no date for her return. At 89, Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress. Feinstein's decision to seek a committee stand-in during her recovery comes amid increasing anxiety within her party that her lengthy absence has damaged Democratic efforts to confirm President Joe Biden's nominees for federal courts in a narrowly divided chamber. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it will go to the Supreme Court to appeal restrictions imposed on a widely used abortion pill in the latest round of an intensifying battle over reproductive rights. The move by the administration of President Joe Biden came just hours after an appeal court blocked moves to ban mifepristone, but limited access to the drug used for more than half of the abortions in the U.S. Speaking to reporters during Mr. Biden's visit to Dublin, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, quote, "We believe that the law is on our side and we will prevail," end quote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
On VOA One.